Hello everyone, it is Leanne Juliet. Welcome to the podcast. I am going to get quite spicy on this, not that I'm not spicy anyway, but the dragon inside of me, my dragon soul, my dragon heart is quite frankly fucking raging right now. And I just need to unleash this fire. So if you're easily offended, don't fucking listen. But obviously, if you're here, then you know the kind of stuff that I'm about. I'm here for disruption, disruptive consciousness, bringing truth to the world. I live for truth. I stand for truth. I'm here for justice, truth, balance, harmony, and stepping into our highest power, our most divine power, through truth, basically. I want to talk about, like, in my last podcast, I was speaking about the war on consciousness and the genocide in Gaza. Again, if you're easily offended, if you are closed-minded, then I am most certainly not for you. I don't even know where to begin. Like, I might even cry on this, who knows? I have cried so much this week for the people of Gaza, for the people of Palestine, for the injustice in the world. I have cried for humanity. I have cried for the injustice. I have cried for the children, the babies, the women, the men, everyone who is being murdered in Gaza right now. Even yesterday when I heard about the communication, when all communication was shut down in Gaza because the Israelis had very kindly bombed the cell towers and everything, so people were unable to communicate with the outside world. There's no cell service, no mobile service. Some communication was managing to get out through, like, satellite communication. I broke down yesterday, and I've been crying nonstop ever since, because I can and I can't comprehend the world we live in. Obviously, from a 3D perspective, from a earthly perspective, from a human perspective, it's like, how the fuck can people do that to one another? How the fuck can people brutally murder another person in cold blood? How is that even possible? Like, my human consciousness cannot comprehend how somebody can knowingly or willingly take another person's life. Like, I cannot comprehend that. From a spiritual perspective, from a higher consciousness perspective, I see the chess game being played out between the different sides, between the division, between humans, between human consciousness and, well, not human consciousness, but between, I don't want to say like dark and light or good and bad or whatever, but how it is being played out between those of us who are in this game of consciousness right now as human avatars, and those of, and the, what is happening in the spiritual realms with, like, darker entities, demonic entities. I've spoken numerous times about this on my podcast. Like, there are dark energies in this world, dark energies on this planet. I have seen them through my astral travels multiple times. I have witnessed them. I have seen demons, demonic dark entities, whatever you want to call them, peering out of people's eyes. Like, on like in photos and stuff, I've seen the demons peering out. I'm like, it's just because I read energy, I read frequency, I read truth, and I can spot anyone who is fake as fuck, or anyone who is rooted in truth. And I've seen dark energies peering out of people's eyes before, which is like an experience in itself. It made my entire body clamp up at the absolute, at how icky and horrible it felt, like energetically, to my body to see this dark energy, this demon peering out of somebody's eye. And I think, I don't even know where to go with this. I know that I wanted to speak on this today, and I don't know where to go with it because there's so much that is coming up for me. And I have so much grief right now within me for humanity. And I can feel myself wanting to cry again. Like, I've not stopped crying since last night. It's like, well, all week really, but like especially last night when I learned about the communication blackout in Gaza, and I just thought, I had sheer fucking terror for what was about to unfold from what can only be described as terrorists in Israel. Like, the psychopathic government, the delusional, narcissistic psychopaths who are unleashing terror, murder, and genocide on the people of Gaza. Like, it can only be described as madness, insanity, psychopathy. Like, that is what it is. And the thing with psychopaths and narcissists, like, or narcopaths, narcissistic psychopaths, especially with psychopaths, like, they literally are so disconnected from their human essence. They are so disconnected from their soul, from their higher consciousness, from their divinity. They're so disconnected from their divinity, from their hearts, that there's literally nothing inside of them, nothing. They are empty vessels. Empty. They're completely fucking empty. Soulless. Like, there's nothing there. And you can see it in a lot of people in the world, like world leaders or influential people who literally are these psychopaths parading as humans. Like, Bill Gates, for example, Mark Zuckerberg. There's nothing behind their eyes. There's nothing there. The same goes for Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli president, prime minister, whatever the fuck it's called. There's nothing there. And the thing with psychopaths, the thing with narcissists, or narcopaths, psychopaths, like, same kind of, like, spectrum, is that there's literally no connection to the human. There's nothing there. They're empty vessels, completely empty, but they have to fake the empathy. They have to fake the concern. They have to fake the fact that they give a shit, when really there's nothing there. And it has been recorded so many times, interviews with, like, diagnosed narcissists and, like, diagnosed psychopaths and whatever, that they've had to fake their emotions in order to appear normal, because they literally feel nothing. And that is why so many atrocities are able to happen in the world, with from like world leaders, government powers, politicians and everything. Because there's nothing there. There's no human there. There's nothing there. They're able to commit murder upon murder, genocide upon genocide, because they have no fucking empathy. Nothing. No empathy, no remorse, no compassion. Just pure, empty fucking vessels. Was it Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister? Massive fucking war criminal. Took the UK to war in Iraq. you know, numerous television interviews saying how much he felt for like the Iraqi people or the British people, whatever the fuck he was saying and everything. The guy's an empty fucking vessel. There's nothing there. Nothing. Joe Biden, the US president, recently talking on TV. I mean, obviously, he's a fucking puppet anyways, Biden, but talking on TV or whatever it was, giving a speech about how they're going to support Israel and is not seeing evidence of like civilians being murdered or whatever. And it's like, there's nothing there. There's no human element. There's nothing there. These are soulless beings. Or these are beings whose souls have been captured, I'd for want of a better word, by dark entities, demonic entities. Like, you have to remember that there is always good and bad in the world. Always. Like, we live in a world of duality. There is always good and there is always bad. There's always good and there's always evil. And there are energies in the astral realm, in the spiritual realm, who are working against humanity, who seek to enslave human consciousness, who within this matrix, within this simulation, to make us think that everything around us is real and that, you know, we have freedoms or rights or whatever, when really we're literally just giving our energy away to these beings who harvest human energy. I spoke on my last podcast about this, about energy harvesting. I've witnessed it when I've been astral traveling numerous times. I've witnessed humans having our energy harvested by other beings. And what I mean by harvesting is where we're rounded up energetically, where there's a focus on fear and terror and destruction and death and everything that is just like a lower frequency for people to live in a state of anxiety or depression or fear or worry or angst or hunger or poverty or war or whatever is going on for somebody, to live in a from an energy of suffering. It creates the energy harvesting for these darker energies, these darker entities who feed off of raw human emotion, which is why there's so much fucking shit in the world. There's so much suffering in the world because it feeds the dark overlords or whatever. And like everything that's been happening in Gaza the last 3 weeks, like, it's just, it breaks my heart. It literally breaks my fucking heart for the sheer terror that they're living under right now through the Israeli force, the state of Israel, whatever it's called, the state of Israel, who are occupying the lands. Like, I have been on a deep dive history lesson the last 3 weeks to understand the issue between Palestine and Israel. I've been on a deep dive history lesson because I want to understand it. And I wasn't aware of the occupation in Palestine. I was completely ignorant to that. And I'll own up to that. I was completely ignorant to the fact that Israel is occupying Palestine. I was ignorant to that. I didn't know that. It's not something I saw on the news. Not that I watched the news, but growing up, it wasn't something I heard about or anything. It wasn't anything that people talked about. I just thought they're just two different countries with, you know, a bit of an issue between each other, really. I didn't know that that Israel was founded on Palestinian land. I didn't know that. I didn't know that since 1948, Israel has been claiming more and more and more Palestinian land I didn't know that since 19, what, like, obviously been claiming like more and more Palestinian land. But in the last, was it 15, 16, 17 years, there's been a complete blockade on Palestine, on Gaza, where the Israeli state control everything. It's like, it's known as the biggest open air prison, although it's more like a concentration camp, an open air concentration camp. I didn't know any of this shit. I didn't know any of it. And so I've been on like a deep, deep, deep history lesson the last 3 weeks to really understand what the actual issue is. Like, all this shit did not start on the 7th of October. It didn't. This started 75 years ago in 1948 with what is known as the Nakba, the catastrophe, where I think it's something like 750,000 Palestinians were displaced, as in moved off their own lands by Israeli settlers. And it has continued to this day, where Palestine has become smaller and smaller and Israel has become bigger and bigger. And so everything that is happening right now, it's a complete fucking genocide. Like, it's the Israeli government have said as much on national television. Their plans to take more land. They have brutally murdered over, to this date, over 7,000 Palestinians, people in Gaza in 3 weeks. 7,000 people in 3 weeks, including at least 3,000 children. Over half of the casualties of the brutal fucking genocide in Gaza are children. And that breaks my heart. It's like, I, from a human perspective, I cannot comprehend how anybody can take another person's life. I cannot comprehend it. To knowingly take somebody's life, to knowingly cause terror to another person through your own actions, and the only prospect being like death or whatever has been offered. I cannot comprehend that. I just can't. It's because I have fucking empathy. I have compassion. I have love. I'm able to feel what another person is feeling. And yes, that is one of my spiritual gifts, is empathy and clairsentience. Like, I can literally feel the pain of another person. I can look at any photo, anything, and I can feel, be around anybody, and I can feel what they're going through. Like, somebody doesn't have to tell me what they're going through for me to be able to feel it. It's one of my gifts. But everything that is happening right now in Gaza, I'm absolutely horrified with the world. I'm trying not to cry right now. Obviously, if it comes out, it comes out. But I am horrified by the lack of empathy, the lack of compassion, and the lack of basic fucking humanity from most of the world's governments, politicians, leaders, whatever, towards what is happening in Gaza right now. Like, sitting in a UN conference and talking about, oh, we need to call for a ceasefire. A ceasefire should have been called 3 fucking weeks ago. And the thing is, though, like what we have to remember is, this is, like in my last podcast, talk about a war on consciousness. There is so much propaganda right now from the Israeli government, the Israeli media, the Israeli state, around what's happening. And I am not against Jews, so don't ever get me fucking wrong on that. I support all faiths, all colours, all nationalities, all faiths. But there is a massive victim, and I will call any bullshit out. I see through illusion. I know the truth, and I will call any fucker out on their own bullshit. Israel have notorious for playing the victim card, that if you dare to question them on their actions, then you're classed as anti-Semitic, that you're against Jews. No, it's simply calling out bullshit. It's simply calling somebody out for what they actually are, an abuser, a terrorist. Israel are a terrorist state. There is so much propaganda coming out of that country right now. And this isn't everyone in Israel. This is the psychopaths in the government. This is the population who've been brainwashed, mind controlled, whatever you want to call it, to believe that they are superior to every other person on this planet, to the point where there is video evidence for years now of certain Israelis spitting on other people, like Christians or Muslims or whatever, because like, oh well, you're inferior to me. Like, I don't tolerate that shit at all. But don't fucking come for me and call me anti-Semitic because I'm calling an abuser, because that is what the Israeli state is. Right now, it's really fucking obvious to anyone who has been in an abusive relationship, to anyone who understands abuse, to anyone who understands narcissists as well, it's really fucking obvious what is happening. You know, they are an abuser. They are a terrorist state. They're playing fucking victim. Oh, you know, look at us. Like, we're having to use self-defense because against a defenseless population. They've gone on national television and claimed that they're not attacking any civilians. So why the fuck are over 7,000 civilians dead if you're not attacking them, including over 3,000 children? They have gone on national television and said that anyone in Gaza will be classed as a terrorist. This was even before the 7th of October. Anyone in Gaza would be classed as a terrorist, and everyone was to be treated as a terrorist, which is exactly what they're doing. Bombing defenseless people, defenseless children, defenseless women, defenseless men. There's no fucking army there. This isn't a war that the mainstream media likes to peddle. Oh yes, there's a war going on. No, a war would indicate that there's some kind of equality between the two countries, that there's some kind of equality in the forces being used. That there's no equality. There's been a barrage of bombardment on Gaza by the Israeli army for the last 3 weeks. And then yesterday, we learned that the communication's been cut in Gaza. Oh, what, so you can murder people in the dark so that we don't really see what's going on? Because what, it's going to bring a bit of fucking shame to you by everyone calling you a murderer for what you're doing. Like, that is the truth of it. And, I mean, last night I could not stop crying because there was just so much despair for the sheer terror that must have been happening yesterday in Gaza, for people not being able to communicate with the outside world, not being able to communicate with loved ones, people not even being able to ring for a fucking ambulance because their cell phones didn't work, because there's no cell phone communication. Like, this is war crime stacked on war crime, stacked on war crime, stacked on war crime. Using banned substances to bomb people, murdering civilians, bombing hospitals, bombing schools, bombing mosques, all these other things. Cutting communication. Like, it's as if Israel has this carte blanche to do whatever the fuck it pleases, because it is a massive fucking bully. And yet the world is quiet. Why won't people stand up to Israel? And again, I'm going to say, yeah, this isn't against Israeli people per se. There's a lot of good people in Israel. The Jewish faith is being used to commit this genocide. There's numerous Jewish protesters, especially in America, who are protesting for a ceasefire now and saying not in our name, because it's the Zionist ideology. Zionism is not a religion, it is an ideology. Zionism and Judaism are not the same fucking thing. And yet, if you call that out, if you call it out, then you're called anti-Semitic. I don't give a fuck. It's like, an abuser is an abuser. I will call that shit out all day long. If you act like a dick, then I will call that out. If you act like a terrorist, I will call that out. If you act like an abuser, I will call that out. If you act like a bully or a murderer, I will call that shit out. And yet the world governments, the politicians, those who are meant to be able to have some kind of power or some kind of persuasive power, fucking quiet. Like, I'm in the UK and I cannot stand the UK government. I think we're all set of shits anyway. But I am fucking disgusted. Absolutely fucking disgusted right now with the spineless fucking governments and the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who went to Israel and met Netanyahu and shook his hand and said that the UK will support them. You're supporting a genocide, dickhead. You're supporting a fucking genocide. Like, we don't support that. There's multiple people protesting in the UK today against this. Same in every other country. But why won't anyone stand up to Israel and say, actually, you're being a fucking dick. You can't go around murdering people. You're committing war crimes. You're committing genocide. You need to fucking stop. Why won't anyone say that? They're all complicit. And the thing you have to remember as well, like, I remember learning about, and I'm not religious at all. I was christened as a child. I don't go to church. I'm not into religion. I respect all faiths and everything, but I am not religious and I don't believe in any of, you know, it's not my belief. I remember at school learning about World War II. I remember at school learning about the Holocaust. I've watched multiple films about the Holocaust. And each time I think, how could that have even happened? How could people have so blindly gone along with the extermination of the Jews in Europe in World War II? How could people not see it? How could somebody turn on their neighbour, on their friend, on their family, and turn them in because they're simply a Jew? Like, how was that even possible? And we just have to look around today and see the level of mind control, the level of brainwashing in the world, where people blindly believe anything that anybody puts out there. I mean, we only have to look at 2020 and the whole bullshit COVID narrative to see how much people bought that shit, how much people believed it. Oh, the government has my best interests at heart. No, they don't. Like, they're not interested in people. All they're interested in is making fucking money and becoming more powerful. The mainstream media were absolutely complicit in the bullshit COVID narrative. The mainstream media right now is being fucking complicit in a genocide in Gaza. And I don't watch the media, I don't watch the news, but I've purposely turned the news on just to see the narrative, and it's all propaganda. It's all being, what's the word? Portrayed as if Israel has the right to defend itself. They've even gone on record saying, yes, it's self-defense. We have a right to defend ourselves. Against who? Babies? Children? Pregnant women? The elderly? Unarmed men? Forgive me if I'm being ignorant here, but I don't see how that is defending yourself when you're coming in with artillery, with bombs, ammunition, against people who have nothing to defend themselves with. Especially when Israel are an occupier. They occupy the lands of Palestine. They have no right to defend themselves. They're illegally occupying Palestine in what has been described as an apartheid. The same as what happened in South Africa, the apartheid. And yet the mainstream media and the complicit governments are pushing this narrative that, oh, poor Israel. Poor Israel. Let's help you defend yourself. Let's pump billions of dollars into helping you defend yourself. Did I miss something? did we miss a fucking memo as to how that is self-defense? Because I don't fucking see that. And I literally have no words. No words. And I know there are so many people right now who feel totally powerless in this situation. You're like, we're witnessing a genocide. We're witnessing a repeat of history of what happened in 1930s, 1940s Germany and Europe to the Jews being committed by the same fucking people whose ancestors were exterminated in concentration camps. Like, do you see the irony right there? That the people committing this genocide right now are the same ones whose ancestors were murdered in concentration camps in Europe in World War II. Do you see the fucking irony? It's just, it beggars belief that people can't see that people can't, even the people committing these crimes can't see that. And that's not to mention the, I suppose, rabbit hole that I've been down around, like, what's truly happening in Palestine and has been for the last 75 years, where people are routinely rounded up and shot by the Israeli forces just for fucking breathing, arrested and thrown into prison with no trial just for speaking out on the injustice in what's going on. Like, there's no logic to it. There's no logic to it whatsoever. And yet there's people who are silent on this, who support Israel, who think that they're justified in self-defense, who are lapping up every ounce of the fucking propaganda that has been pumped out of Israel right now, that has been pumped out of the mainstream media right now. Like, I can't comprehend it. And this isn't against Israelis per se. Yeah, as I said earlier, there's a lot of good people in the world, a lot of good Israelis, good Jewish people. Like, this isn't against faith or anything like that. I'm not anti-Semitic. I support all faiths. I just cannot tolerate murderers, abusers, liars, cheats, and fucking war criminals. And I will call that shit out all fucking day long because that is what it is. What is happening in Gaza right now is a genocide. And because of my experience with being in abusive relationships, because of my experience of understanding narcissists and abusers and gaslighting, it's really fucking obvious to me what is happening. Like the Israeli state going on television. I've seen a post today where I don't know if he's the head of the Israeli army or whatever he is. He's an absolute cunt anyway. Basically gaslighting the fuck out of people. Like they literally cut communication in Gaza yesterday, the 27th of October. They cut cell phone communication, internet communication. They bombed the fucking cell towers. And yet this twat from the Israeli army goes on television for a message for the Gazans, just to tell them to leave North Gaza, to move south. This is after they've already bombed the south of Gaza. And not to mention how the fuck are people meant to get this message when you just literally cut off all communication? And it's like the whole video is like a veiled threat and it's gaslighting. It's like, we want you to move out of North Gaza, but only temporarily, whilst we sort out the issue. Because, and this is how an abuser talks, I have your back. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to look out for you. When actually, what they're doing is gaslighting the fuck out of you to make you feel like they are your savior, that they respect you, that they have any kind of empathy for you when they don't. They just want to abuse you. And that is what is happening. And there's so many of us right now who, like, you know, I've been sharing so much on social media about what is happening. So many of us are sharing on social media about what is happening. People are going to protest. People are like writing to governments, all sorts of stuff. But yet, so many of us feel powerless. Like, I felt fucking guilty last night for going to bed. Like, I was so drained from the amount of crying that I did yesterday. But I still felt guilty going to bed because I knew that people were being bombed in the darkness through communication blackouts in Gaza last night, and it literally tore my heart in two to know that that was happening whilst I was sleeping. Like that, and it's just like that feeling of powerlessness. Like, what can we do? Like, do our voices even count? And I think, well, fuck you. Yes, our voices do count. Yes, our voices do fucking count. There's power in numbers. There's power in people. And the thing is, like, it's not about, oh, he said that, so I'm going to do this or whatever. It's about having a fucking conscience, like looking within and thinking, does this add up? And I've seen so many comments on social media where people are justifying the murder of innocent people, where people are calling for the death of other people. Like, that is a demonic entity speaking through them. That is a possession. That is like a dark energy, a mind virus, mind control, whatever you want to call it. That is has infiltrated human consciousness to create this bloodthirsty population of people. Not everybody, but there is a good number of people in the world who are literally driven by murder and violence and a thirst for another's blood. It's just, it's fucking vile. Absolutely fucking vile. Like, to even be able to say something like that, not only to be even be able to actually willingly and knowingly take somebody's life, but to call for the death of somebody else because you don't like their opinion. Like, that is what we're dealing with. That is where humanity's at. It's why humanity is so fucking fucked right now. Why humanity is so broken right now. Because there are so many people whose consciousness have been hijacked and corrupted by this dark energy, this mind virus, this mind control, this possession, the demonic possession, without even realizing it. Which keeps people in a state of division, where it keeps people pitted against each other and fighting and warmongering and whatever. That is not who humans are meant to be. We're not meant to be like that. This world that we live in is a fucking simulation. It is a matrix simulation. It is fake. It is not who we truly are. Like, we are not meant to be in division with each other. We are not meant to kill another human. We're not meant to hurt and maim and murder. Like, those are all forms of a lower consciousness. They're all forms of a disconnection from the heart. They're all connected into a darker energies, where this energy is taken over by, I don't know, soulless beings? I don't know, but where this dark energy has taken over people, it's possessed them. It's like, it's a virus in their mind. It's a dark virus in people's minds that fuels this lust for war, for murder, for destruction, for suffering. That is not who humans are. Like, we are infinite beings of source consciousness. We are infinite beings of divine consciousness. We are divinity incarnate. That is who we are. That is who we've always been. That I've spoken about this numerous times. We are divinity incarnate. We are divine consciousness. We are pure consciousness. And yet we've been hijacked or disconnected from our truth through this simulation that we're living in, which has corrupted people's minds, which has hijacked people's minds, hijacked people's bodies, hijacked people's souls, consciousness, whatever you want to say, and running these programs running in people right now that are corrupt programs, that are programs rooted in a darker consciousness, a dark entity. That is not who we are. There should be peace in the world. There should be balance. There should be harmony and truth and justice. There should be all of that. Like, and what is happening right now in Gaza is a fucking genocide. And if you can't see it, then I ask you to see it from the other perspective, to see the narrative from both sides, to be able to train yourself, really, to be able to recognize propaganda, to understand propaganda, to understand where you're being gaslighted and abused by people who want your compliance in their crimes, because that is what is happening right now. And it is a fucking genocide. And I feel for the people of Palestine. I feel for the people of Gaza. Like, my heart has been cracked open so many times in the last few weeks. Like, in the last 24 hours, I've not stopped crying. And the way I see things is that, and as shit as it sounds to say it, like, when a new world is being birthed, when a new consciousness is being birthed, when a new state of being is being birthed, the old has to go. And I do see good coming out of this. I do see a change in the narrative. But unfortunately, thousands of people have had to die and be murdered in order to bring that about. Because we live, I shared a couple of posts on social media the other day. We are living through what I'm calling an age of truth right now, where anything that is rooted in illusion, whether it is our beliefs about ourselves, something going on in the world, somebody's identity, how they built their career, their business, their fortune, whatever, their narrative, their identity, if it is not built on truth, it cannot and it will not stand up. I spoke about this about 2 or 3, maybe even 4 years ago on Facebook, that anything not based, where your foundations are not based in truth, any aspect of yourself, any aspect of your identity, anything that is rooted in illusion and is not rooted in truth will crumble. And we are witnessing that right now in a huge scale, where people are being cancelled, where businesses are folding, where things that people could have previously got away with are now being seen in the light, in the truth. Like, Israel have gotten away with brutality, with murder, with ethnic cleansing for 75 years against Palestinian people. And now people are seeing it for what it is. They're like, oh my God, how could I not see this before? How did I not know this? This is a genocide. This is unacceptable. These are war crimes. We can't stand for this. Lies that would previously have been believed, and yes, people still believe in propaganda and lies, but more people are seeing the lies. Lies that would previously have been believed and accepted are now being seen for what they are. Lies. You can see it in the world around us. Any politician who claims to, like, to know one thing or do one thing, it's been found out. Businesses are being boycotted for their support of genocide and murder. Businesses who previously could have gone under the radar. The truth is coming to light so much right now. We're living in an age of truth. And so anything about ourselves that is not true, any identity we've held on to that is not true, any false belief about ourselves that is not true, any aspect of who we are, our identity, our beliefs, everything about us, our actions that are not rooted in truth, are being seen in the full fucking light right now. And that is exactly what's happening to Israel. Like, they have been able to get away with murder for 75 years. They've been able to get away with gaslighting the world, with a victim narrative of, oh, look at us, like the Palestinians are attacking us, when actually it's them, the Israelis, who've attacked Palestinians. They've been able to get away with this for so long that the delusion and the madness coming out of the Israeli government right now, which obviously then filters down into the state and the army and schools and everything like that, people are seeing it. People are starting to see through the propaganda. People aren't believing it. And truth is truth. Truth is truth. And the amount of people who are seeing it, like, people are starting to see truth for what it is. People saw through the bullshit during COVID. Not everyone, but obviously a lot of us did see through the bullshit narrative. We saw through the lies, the bullshit, the propaganda, the gaslighting, the brainwashing, all that other kind of stuff. And people are seeing it again now. Not everyone, but people are seeing it for what it is and calling it out and not being afraid to call it out. That's the thing. Like, I think a lot of the gaslighting has been around, oh, you can't say that because it's anti-Semitic. I don't give a fuck. It's not anti-Semitic if I'm calling an abuser. If I'm calling a murderer, if you're a murderer, then you're a fucking murderer. I couldn't give a fuck whether you're Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, whatever, atheist. If you're a murderer, then you're a murderer. It's as simple as that. Anyway, I just needed to speak on this today because I've had so much grief that I've been processing. And I don't even know anyone in Palestine. I have no connection to Palestine, none whatsoever. But I just feel the pain of these people. I feel that oppression where they're not allowed to speak out. They have no freedom, no liberty. I feel that because my own journey of not being myself in my life, of feeling that I couldn't be myself, of feeling that if I spoke out or called something out, that there'd be retribution towards myself, of having experienced abuse from people in my life. Like, I feel that. I feel the pain, obviously, because I am an empath. I am a highly sensitive person. Like, one of my gifts is to feel another person's suffering, is to feel that darkness that somebody's been through so that I can turn it into light, so I can alchemize it into truth and into light. Like, I feel it. And I feel the grief, I feel the pain, I feel the suffering, and I feel the injustice when we're asking ourselves, like, what the fuck can we do? Like, how can we help? How can we support? Like, how can we bring an end to this, like, murderous reign of terror that Israel is inflicting on Palestine right now? Because it needs to fucking end, because this is a genocide. In the purest of light, this is a fucking genocide. And it's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. It's completely fucking unacceptable. It's a genocide.